Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We all know, Rob Parker, what this, at least on the western side of the bracket, what this season is all about. Yeah, the Houston Rockets are sexy, must-see TV with the small ball. Yeah, Denver's a nice little team, and they play together, and they'll beat some people, win a lot of games. Yeah, Utah is what Utah always in. Relevant. Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, I like them. Yeah, Oklahoma City surprising people, playing better than everybody expected. Yeah, Luka Doncic is a force to be reckoned with in the future, and Dallas surprisingly going to make the playoffs. Yeah, Zion looking great, just taking the league by storm, and maybe, just maybe, they'll become the eighth seed in the Western Conference. But this season in the West is all about two teams that reside in the same building. The Clippers, the little brother, if they're even that. They've been more like the redheaded stepchild. And the Lakers, the Kings, everybody's favorite, own not only the city, they own the NBA. It's about these two teams and the crash course they're headed for in the Western Conference Finals. And finally, one of the Lakers has stepped up and accepted the challenge and said, the direct quote, I want all the smoke with the Clippers.
Who said
Here's
that?
Here's DeMarcus Cousins.
I know you want smoke. All of it.
I want all of it.
All the smoke.
Trez out there growling on and dunking and...
Shout out to Trez. I like Trez.
What you mean? Trez a dog. How can you not like him?
Yeah, he a dog for sure. Ain't enough, though.
Hey, Chris, we got breaking news.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Your guy with all the smoke who wants all the smoke is going to be released by the Lakers to make room.
Is that true?
Yes! You just went on this big thing about Cousins talking about he wants all the smoke. He wants to take on the Clippers. And the Lakers said you could take your reefer and smoke it, but you can't do it here. He's being released, according to Woj. So
that
how about
is hilarious.
That? That is unbelievable. You still want to do this topic or you want to move on?
Oh, I totally want to do this topic. Because this was my.
That's unbelievable.
And Rob G can verify this. I was saying before you jumped on the call with us before the show, I love DeMarcus Cousins' attitude. I want a Laker talking like that. But correct, Rob G, back me up. I said, I don't want to see Boogie on the floor for the Lakers. I said, and
that's
I said
facts.
It on.
You did say
I,
that.
I said it on First Things First all week. They don't need Boogie. Boogie will hurt them. He'll take bad shots. He doesn't do the little things. He may take minutes away from Dwight and JaVale and maybe AD playing center.
Yes, but you,
they
I get that.
Don't need him.
But you
I
said
like
you like what
attitude.
He
right.
But
yeah.
that guy still could have been a rallying point for those guys.
He couldn't have been a rallying
Why?
Point. They don't need him. But I like the attitude. And if he's saying that, then I'm sure people in the locker room feel the same way. I've talked to one of the players who definitely has confidence, and I've told him. I said, y'all got to answer the swag with the Clippers. That's not LeBron's style. When LeBron has gotten out of himself and talked junk, not one, not two, not three, he hadn't backed it up. When even last year when he said, I'm activating playoff LeBron, that's LeBron not who he is. But what I want to see from LeBron is swag on the court against the Clippers. And I think he'll bring that. But that swag you bring against Memphis, New Orleans, Phoenix, I want to see it against the Clippers. That's what I'm saying.
It's just so ironic to think the one thing that here's a guy, and given I didn't expect him back. I thought once he got hurt, he wouldn't play. But it's just
funny.
Remember,
Frank Vogel said he would be at the All-Star break. He said he was going to be healthy for the playoffs.
But it's just.
Which was scary.
It's just.
Considering I didn't want him to play for the Lakers.
I remember last year you didn't want him to play for the Warriors at all either. He played well in the first game, and then that was it. He did. He played all right the first game, and then it was bad after that. Right. Then he got re-injured. But anyway, I get the swag part and the Lakers taking a back seat as far as the Clippers. The Clippers haven't been out running their mouths, but I think
there's a difference. Right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and I think that plays a factor. It's good to have that, but also you have to have the players. You got to have the players, and like you said, LeBron hasn't always backed it up. It's all right to be confident and cocky, Chris, but you got to be able to back it up. And so far this year, the Clippers are 2-0 against the Lakers. And the Lakers haven't been able to do that or beat them. So I agree with you that there is some advantage right now for the Clippers over the Lakers.
I will say this, and the news, of course, is, as you said, they're releasing DeMarcus Cousins to make room to sign Markieff Morris. Now, they wanted Markieff's brother, but instead of getting Marcus, who went to the Clippers, they're going to get Markieff. He's nice. He's a good player. He's not as good as Marcus. But, you know, he'll help him certainly more than Boogie. I got to say this, though. As much as I didn't want to see Boogie on the court for the Lakers, I feel a little bad for him. This is embarrassing. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You just went on a podcast. When was this, like 2 days ago,
yep.
Rob G?
Talking all this smack. You haven't played and... talking about what you want and who you want to, all the smoke and all that, and then you get the rug pulled from under. There's no doubt he's got to feel bad.
Yeah, I doubt it was related. Let me put it this way. I mean, he made the most sense because there was mention of Troy Daniels, but he's a shooter. Hey, you never have too many shooters. And as I said, they don't need Boogie to try to give them 25-11. Which is, you know, what he would typically do in his prime. They would only need Boogie to do the little things, set the picks, play defense, which we know he's not good at, you know, get some rebounds, kick the ball out so they can get up the floor, trail on the break, maybe hit a three here or there. But really, we want you on the block when you're going to score. But he doesn't do the little things. And he's not, he would only kind of mess up the rotation with Dwight and JaVale. You got a good thing going. But I do feel bad for him, just that, man, the timing.
Not only that, just think about where he is from where he was. He was in Sacramento on the verge of a $200 million contract. Just think, you remember that?
Yeah.
They either had to sign him to that max deal or he was traded, and they just opted to trade him. And he's just bounced around, and now he hasn't been able to stay healthy. And it's a sad day for Boogie Cousins. It is.
Yeah, yeah. And he had the big payday before, but
not the real big day, right? The big
one. He had one real big one, but
not 200.
His second one, right? His second one he didn't get. But yeah, I still think this though, Rob. I do think LeBron's not the type. He doesn't need to come out and talk like Boogie just did. But LeBron just needs to show it on the floor against the Clippers. But I want the Clippers, the swag that Boogie talked about. He's been in that locker room, even though he just got cut. When he made these comments, he was in the locker room. I'm sure his teammates, you know, they knew how he felt, and he had been talking with other teammates about this. That's the first sign I've seen. I know he's gone, but still, that's not in a vacuum. That wasn't only Boogie. And I like the fact that finally there's some evidence. We taking this challenge. Y'all want us? Because we know, even though the Clippers haven't said anything directly to the Lakers, we know they want that smoke. And I like that the Lakers, I believe, are showing some life that we want that smoke too.
Yeah, I think that I love the way the Clippers have handled it. It's just their style. They're not going to go out. The kind of players they have and talk about it. But everybody knows the deal. They'll be ready when the time comes. So there we have it.
There it is. There it is. All right. Your turn to weigh in. Do the Lakers have enough dog, D-A-W-G, in them to go toe-to-toe with the Clippers? That's the question. Do they have enough dog to go toe-to-toe with the Clippers? I said it last week, Rob, on Undisputed with you. The Lakers look Hollywood and Beverly Hills to me. The Clippers look like Compton and Watts. All right?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's go to the NFL. Now, we're all waiting to see what happens with the GOAT, Tom Brady. Does he stay in New England? Does he go elsewhere? And there are all types of reports coming out, and some people saying he'll be back in New England, others saying he's out of there, some saying he's going to the Raiders, the Chargers. The latest one, Rob, ESPN NFL insider Jeff Darlington on the Adam Schefter podcast just a couple days ago, he said this: I put the Titans and Raiders right now as the front runners for Tom Brady's services. Tennessee has to be considered one of the bright spots when you look at what Tom Brady is looking for in free agency. Whether it is the team itself and what they possess personnel-wise, whether it is the ability to potentially collaborate with the head coach and have some say in both game planning and personnel, I quite frankly think the Tennessee Titans make a lot of sense for Tom Brady. He doubled down on that yesterday on Golic and Wingo and basically said, it's time, this is a direct quote, it's time to wrap our heads around the idea of Tom Brady leaving New England because it is a very real possibility. I think it's more likely than not that he's no longer with the Patriots. What do you think, Rob, about Tom Brady in a Tennessee Titans uniform?
I don't like it at all. I'm not so sure. I get it. You're always looking to, you feel like you have a team in place and you think you can go and upgrade, right? The quarterback position. Is that what they think, right?
Right.
We saw this before. Didn't we see this movie before, Chris? Did we see it in Minnesota?
First of all, I think Minnesota's not, they're in pretty good shape.
No,
I'm not complaining if I'm Minnesota.
But I'm just saying, but that was the plan. They had a nice run with Case Keenum, and that's all it takes, Chris.
Did you
just
think
trying
Case
to win.
Keenum was going to do that consistently?
Well, all
He's
I know
not
is
that type
I,
of guy.
I wasn't sure that Kirk Cousins was either. I mean, I wasn't sold that Kirk Cousins was the answer, and for most of his. Other than winning that playoff game, and Chris, he made a big throw and a touchdown and won the game. But other than that, his time in Minnesota has mostly been disappointing.
I think he's been pretty good there. I mean, like you said, he proved finally he could win the big game. And I know that doesn't fully get the monkey off his back.
It was better, but I'm just saying, I don't think that what they thought, they had an awesome defense, which they did, right, the Vikings.
Right.
All they had to do was sprinkle in a better quarterback, add water and stir, and they were going to win a championship. And instead, the cake wasn't done in the middle. They didn't stick it with a toothpick to make sure it was cooked all the way through.
All right, to your point, and I don't know, crickets, whatever
just,
you want to get from
that.
That
I don't know what to do with
isn't
that.
Isn't that the way you bake a cake?
Yeah, I don't know where that
Chris,
came
you never
from.
Baked a cake
say, tell
before?
That on the Golden Girl. Save that stuff for the Golden Girl.
Now,
Chris,
those are my pickup lines about baking a cake
Speaking
and sticking
of which, Are you going to, why don't you do a stand up on the Golden Girls crew?
I might, you know what? It's funny, is I've started to think about it and my life and some of the stuff that's happened, I think that's going to be the stand up. I've got
on
it.
The Golden Girls cruise or?
No. I
just
mean,
period.
I'm just meaning in general.
That's the way you should go.
Yeah, I'm going to go that way.
You got a lot of stories. I mean, you obviously, you know, covered sports at the highest level.
I've been on planes, situations,
what's gonna make you
all
unique.
Kinds.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that could be good. Because your jokes, just your straight up jokes, they're not funny. I mean, 98% of the time,
I have
not
some funny ones.
But
I just
stories,
can't say it
you
on
could
the
have
air.
Some good stories.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do this. I got a couple. I got some material. I'm ready to go. I'll try it out on y'all, and then when I get back from the cruise, and then if it's good, and you guys think it's good, and I'm not going to lose my gigs over it, then
well,
I think we'll do that.
Does that mean you're going to go back to the dirty stuff?
No, I said nope. It won't
That's
be dirty.
That's the only reason you say you could lose your gig.
No, but I'm just saying, I still want to make sure I'm not offending anybody. Because, you know, the world we live in, I'm just not doing it. That's not going to be the reason. why you're working with Mike Harmon coming up.
All right. But anyway, back to the Titans. Here's the thing, Rob. And you kind of hit it on the head. You said, okay, Kirk Cousins, for the most part, yeah, he had a nice season this year, you know, rallied them to the playoffs.
After they called him out, remember, early on?
But a lot of that was the play calling, though. You know, they were heavy run, and they had a really great running game. But they opened it up after that, and Cousins delivered. But the point is this, you're kind of saying you are what you are. And Ryan Tannehill, as great as he was in the second half of the season.
Comeback player of the year.
Yeah, and I'm not saying, look, we've seen guys put it together, you know, after 6-7 years. So it's not unprecedented that Ryan Tannehill last year could be the beginning of a really nice career, and the maybe type of career people expected,
right? You know what? Maybe he turned the corner. Just like you said, some people are late bloomers, Chris. Everybody doesn't come out of the gate and it's Patrick Mahomes. That's just not most people.
Right.
Don't do it like that. That takes them a while.
That was almost not quite as long as he took, but the norm was a few years right up until recently.
And then the other part is the team and the offensive coordinator, does that work for you? Do you know what I mean? Am I in the right offense? Do I have the right coach? Do I have the complimentary running back that opens it up for me, right? He had Adam Gase in Miami, and we saw the Jets' offense wasn't the juggernaut. They didn't utilize the running back. All of a sudden, you get a big-time running back in Derrick Henry, Chris, and what do you have? It opens up for Tannehill all of a sudden.
Here's the thing I'll say, Rob. If you give me a choice for 1 year of Ryan Tannehill with that team, or Tom Brady, I'm sorry. I'm taking Tom Brady. I'm taking Tom Brady. That team, I've said, I don't know if you believe it, but I've said, he can't carry mediocre talent at 43 anymore, but give him some talent, whether it's in New England or elsewhere, and I think he can get the job done. Obviously, Derrick Henry is just what the doctor ordered in terms of a running game. And then A.J. Brown had a nice year as a rookie. I only expect improvement from him. You know, so they obviously elsewhere, they got a nice squad. So I got to admit, if I'm Tennessee, and you said it, it's one-year deals for most of these NFL teams. One-year plans. If I got a chance to go get Tom Brady, plug him into what I have, then I'm doing it. Here's my only reservation, and this goes for any team, especially a new team for Tom Brady. I would be more than hesitant to give him 3 years. I'd be hesitant even to give him two. If I gave him 2 years, I would want like a team option after the first year. And I'd even be willing to give him a player option too. But I would be hesitant to commit to a 43-year-old guy to certainly 3 years. Because, Rob, we've said it before, Peyton Manning, his last year in Denver, he was horrible. 9 touchdowns, 17 picks.
He lost his job during that year, if you remember,
right,
to, what was that, the tall guy?
Osweiler.
Right.
Brock Osweiler,
right.
And, yes, they won the Super Bowl, but it was to a large degree in spite of him. And we give him credit, but still, we know what it was. A year earlier, Rob, he was spectacular. 39 touchdowns, about 4,700 yards passing. He looked like Peyton Manning. And all of a sudden, overnight, he fell off. At some point, Tom Brady, as much as I like him, he can post all the inspirational messages, all the motivational tweets and posts on Instagram he wants, or drink all the avocado juice and eat the kale ice cream, whatever it is, if I got it mixed up. He can do all that. At some point, soon, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 months, whatever it might be, at some point soon, he's going to fall off, and he's going to fall off badly. And I would be hesitant. I would be, when I'm looking at Tom Brady right now, we on 1 year deals from now on, Doc.
Yeah, but the only thing is, if you really believe he is, and remember, you're Tennessee, you haven't won Jack, it ain't the kind of place that's easy to lure people. I'm just saying in general, you got to pay sometimes, Chris, the bad team tax. And I know they were a good team and they made a playoff run. If you want to call it the bad city tax or whatever it is.
Well,
you,
Nashville's up and coming.
Yeah, too. But you might still, it ain't the major cities that we're talking about, but you might have to pay to get Tom Brady more than you might anybody else. Do you know what I mean for him?
Well, I actually think, Rob, I get this if I'm Tom Brady, because look, he don't want to leave. But I get that if I think for him to leave New England, unless they just kick him out the door, that another team is going to have to offer him multiple years. Like, I don't think he's leaving New England for a one-year deal. And that's the quandary in this.
No, but I agree. But you have to really feel like, I know under normal circumstances, you would only have a one-year or something. But in this case, in order to get him,
you're probably right.
You got to pay. We're trying to do something here. This guy comes with all the hardware and all that. We got to give him 2 years' salary and hope that we win the championship the first year and the other would just be bonus. Do you know what I mean?
I think you're right. I think he's not going to settle for less.
No.
And you're right. But let me ask you this, because you said when we hosted Undisputed last week, it was a similar question. Okay, in Tennessee, it's Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill. We posed it in Dallas, Dak Prescott or Tom Brady. You said Brady. You would take Brady. If you were Dallas, would you want to give him 2 years?
I would give him 2 years because, I mean, you have a decision. The difference is, you obviously, Chris, you have a young quarterback who's the future. So it just depends on really where you are. If you're the Dallas Cowboys and you say, dude, you know what? We're not going to be able to pay everybody. We're going to lose people. If we don't do this in 2 years, it ain't happening. Then we're going to lose everybody that we have put together. So if it's like that, where you really believe that in 2 years this is all going to come undone, Chris, then maybe you have to bite the bullet and say, we haven't won a championship in 25 years. We got enough players to get it done, and we can make this thing work. I'd rather give it a shot with Tom Brady for 2 years, and we have to live with it.
I hear you. And look,
it would be a big decision, trust me.
I don't think Brady will fall off next year, like, you know, a major fall off. He's already diminished a little bit. We've seen that. But imagine if you give him, say, two, like the Raiders reported offer, 2 years, $60 million.
Well, they gave a coach $100 million. So if I'm Brady and I just want dollars, the Raiders, you probably could get it from the Raiders.
Well, I think you're getting that from where, if you go anywhere, I think you're getting that type of money. But imagine if he comes in and I say through no fault of his own, but Father Time has put down the hammer and he just don't have it anymore. Now you got 2 years, $60 million locked up in a bad quarterback. It's not going to be pretty. So you're right. I don't think Brady's leaving New England for a 1 year deal. You're going to have to pay extra years if you want to get him. But it is a risk, man. It is a risk.
Oh, it's a big risk. It's a crapshoot. And if you choose wrong, Chris, you could have a championship or you could set your franchise back 5 years. Do you know what
right.
I mean? That's really – so is it worth the risk? You got to say, all right, let's take a look at him. Let's really see what he did last year. Was it him? You know what I mean? Or was it lack of weapons? You know, and you got to make a decision. Yeah, we see that he's not that good, but let's be honest, he don't have anybody. Whatever it is, you have to convince yourself of that.
Yeah, and if I'm New England, it's easier for me to do that than if I'm somebody else. Because if New England, if he falls off, you still got all those championships. He's still going to be beloved. You know what I mean?
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's go to the NBA, as I said. And Rob Parker, I know you don't like the brother because he's light-skinned. But did you happen to see Trae Young last night?
Bravo. Congratulations. Awesome. What do you have? 50, dropped to 5-0. Very nice.
I was watching the game. We had it on, you know, I had it on during our show, And then afterwards, I watched it. You know, it wasn't finished yet. The brother dropped 50 points, 8 dimes, 8 for 15 from Trey, 3-point line. Hit one from the logo. Did you see that highlight?
I did. I saw the highlights. I didn't see the game.
Inside the logo. It was crazy. Inside the logo. Almost made Andre Iguodala, the great defender, put him on skates, nearly made him fall.
Mm.
Jimmy Butler couldn't do nothing with it. And Miami is a very good defensive team and a very good team in general. They're in a little bit of a slump. But it was a big win for Atlanta. And afterwards, you know, Trae Young talked some trash. Now, he and Jimmy Butler had gotten into it before, weeks ago, when Atlanta looked like they were on the verge of beating Miami. And they were in the final minute, and they had a 6-point lead, and Trae Young was like, it's over. All right? And he actually, he said that in a celebration. And the Heat came back, tied the game, forced it into overtime. And then Jimmy Butler took a jab at Trae on Instagram, posting, this man, Trae Young, is a teller of the future. He was right. Game was over. All right.
Nice.
So after last night, Trae Young fires back at Butler after the win and says, FYI, Jimmy Butler was right. I can see the future. I saw tonight happening a while ago. So nice little back and forth. And I love it. I'm totally fine with it. This is a game, Rob. People challenge you. You got to back it up. And I think it's all in some good fun, too. I think it enhances the competitiveness of the game. I got no problem with Trae having that type of swagger where he's talking a little junk after dropping 50.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I agree with that. I guess if my team only won 15 or 16 games all year, that what Jimmy Butler says or thinks wouldn't matter to me. They got the W. It's about getting wins. I think I'd be more focused on how can I make my team better and start winning, because that's what it's about. But it's not the end of the world, so I don't want to make it like I think it's the end of the world and Trae Young will never be a winner because he was worried about end of the world scenario.
Rob G wants you to say that.
I'm not doing that.
You know that. He's probably whispering in your ear right now. Go at him. Go at him. He's a punk. Yeah, I know he's whispering that in your ear.
No, I'll say it out loud. He's a punk. Go at him, Rob.
So look at you.
Just do it.
Why are you hating, Rob G?
How am I hating?
You just called him a punk.
That's not really hating, though.
What's wrong with what he did?
What's wrong is that his team sucks. So if your team is that bad, you don't have the right to talk trash to anybody else.
I'm going to disprove what you said two ways. Number one... The Atlanta Hawks are actually beginning to come together. They've won 8 out of their last 17. Now, I know that's not great. That's
8 out of
9.
17.
But hold on. For a team that's 16-41, they've now won 8 out of their last 17. They're 8-9 in the last 17 games. Trae missed 2 of those games, but they're 7-8 in the games he played. They've beaten the Clippers. They've beaten the Sixers. Last night, they beat the Heat. And in those games, Trae Young averaged 33 points, 11 assists, and shot like outlandishly from three-point land. And here's the other thing about Trae. He is 11th in the league in PER, player efficiency rating. So for all those that think, oh, he's just putting up numbers on a bad team, no. His numbers are efficient. His numbers are legitimate. One, the PER shows that. And two, they're starting to win at a clip that's good for a team that's that young and doesn't have that much talent.
I'll wait to
see. Or at least
that's
a lot of young talent.
I can't believe that Chris went out of his way to defend a team that is one game back of the more about New York Knicks.
And it's only a process,
two, and
Rob.
Only 2 games ahead of the Cavs, who just had a mutiny and had their coach get fired.
Are the Cavs trending upward? Are the Knicks trending upward?
Hey, you know what? The Cavs have also won 1 game in a row. Well, so let's put it that way.
Didn't hear a word. You're going to tell me it's not impressive that they've gone 8-9 in the last month and a half. That's 5 weeks. That's not impressive for a team like the Hawks.
No, because they only have 16 wins on the season.
Raji, they're supposed to come out of nowhere and get all these young players and all of a sudden be a playoff team? Who does that?
I feel like we're getting off.
LeBron.
We're getting off topic.
No, we're not getting off topic because this is my point. There's a honeymoon period for young players. Nobody killed Aunt Karl Anthony Towns early in his career, first 2-3 years when he wasn't making the playoffs. Nobody killed Anthony Davis.
But were they talking trash about
it? Let me finish. Nobody killed AD. Nobody killed Kyrie. Kyrie still was making all-star teams, even though Cleveland was horrible. Your first few years, LeBron didn't make the playoffs his first year. We don't expect you to turn the team around immediately. We expect you to show that you as an individual can ball in this league. Trey is doing that. He's in his honeymoon. Now, 3 years from now, if they're 16 and 41, 2 years even, it's not going to mean as much. And we're going to start to say, just a numbers guy. But in your second year with a young squad, stop it. This is impressive.
I'm not that impressed.
That sounded like a mic drop.
Yeah, no, I'm just not that impressed. I got it. They're playing better, Chris. It's the NBA. You're not going to lose every game. And they are playing better.
Lose every game?
No, I'm just saying, like, even with his talent, where they were was ridiculous as how poorly they were playing to start the year. So I'm not surprised that they started to win some games because they were on a horrific pace early on before these last, what you got, 17 that you're talking about. So I'm just...
Minnesota with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins has 16 wins too.
Well, we've seen that. I mean, that's another franchise that's in trouble because you just wonder about the numbers. How are they good numbers or hollow numbers? And I know he's out now, right?
Towns is out.
Towns is out for what?
A few weeks. I think it'll be a few weeks. We'll see.
But I'm just saying, you would expect it to be better with those.
They
should be better. Something's wrong there. That's all.
You do agree with me, Rob. And Rob G hadn't been out there in the weeds like we have, you know. You understand what I'm saying. With young players, you give them a little honeymoon period. Where, you know, did you expect, you know, Trey Young to immediately turn the Hawks or any team around for that matter?
Yeah, it's different, I think, for Rob G, he's just not a trash talker. He doesn't like the idea
really?
That you could be that you could know that
could've fooled me.
No, that you could be like
Laker,
16
future
wins.
Laker, future Laker, future Laker.
Don't get mad because they all became future Lakers, Chris.
Who else?
Did Russ become a future Laker?
He's going to wait till he's 41.
Paul George become a future Laker?
Wait till he's 30. We don't want him no more. When Russell Westbrook's 40
years
old.
Yeah, you don't want him anymore. But I got wings from you. Was that the bet or was it LeBron? You thought was a slam dunk?
No, it was the Kawhi.
Not LeBron. Kawhi.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
That was the one that hurt the most.
He is a trash talker extraordinary.
No, you can trash
talk. To be husky.
Oh wow.
He be talking trash. Or should I say portly?
But you can talk trash if you're backing it up. And they're not backing
Trey
anything up.
Trey ain't backing it up?
No.
30 points and 10 dimes a night? He ain't backing it up?
No.
Was LeBron backing it up as a rookie?
Were they winning more than 16 games?
They weren't in the playoffs.
But
the
they
East.
Won more than 16 games?
Did you not hear what I said? They are 8-9 in the last 5 weeks. Is that not impressive?
So if they end the year with less than 25 wins, you're saying it's okay to talk trash because at least you got numbers?
Yeah, because you're young. I don't expect you. I mean, it's very few players. I mean, really only the legends, and even some of them didn't do it immediately. Very few players turn a team around from day one. Trey Young should be a junior in college.
That's fine.
You expect him to have the Hawks in the playoffs?
No, I'm saying that he's playing fine, whatever. But if your team's not winning, you shouldn't talk. You shouldn't be puffing up your chest. Well, I got 50, but my team sucks. You shouldn't be saying anything.
They don't. He don't think they suck. And they don't over the last six weeks.
You've been hanging out with Rashad Phillips too much is the problem.
No,
Chris.
I'm dropping knowledge. I'm dropping jewels. Not jewels, jewels. I can't believe you're talking all that trash in your portly with your portly self.
Look at this.
I think portly is more complimentary than husky. Right?
Let's get Lillian on line one.
I'm about
one.
To take away Chris's hair dye immediately.
Oh, you guys are about
look
to
at
fight.
Him trying to hit below. What hair dye?
Oh, wow.
This is au natural, baby. What you talking about? Trae Young is ball. Anybody disagree with that? What? Why does Jimmy Butler get to talk trash?
Nah, Jimmy Butler hasn't won anything.
Right?
No, I get that.
He's been viewed as a team record. He's been in the league longer
and has had more success, so I get that. But Trae Young, as I said to you earlier, I don't have a big problem with it. It's just that you would just hope that it was about getting that team. And you're right, it's going to take some time to get a young team together. I just thought early on it was pretty bad at where they were early on, despite his success. Like, he was putting up numbers, Chris, even before that. He started off the year, right? The first 10, 11 games, he was awesome. And it was weird that they weren't winning. It was surprising at how poorly they played despite him.
I wasn't surprised early on.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they're young.
I know, but
Cam
he was balling big time.
Cam Reddish should be a sophomore in college. So, you know.
Cam Reddish, where's he?
He's actually started to play fairly well himself. He's with Atlanta.
No, I know, but I'm saying, as far as I haven't heard his name that much this year. Has he started to?
I think our buddy Rashad, didn't he say he was like the best player in the draft? Rob G,
right.
Didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Let's just say he hasn't been that.
Right.
But he has come on and actually played well, and he's kind of found himself, you know, over the last few weeks. So, you know, he could have a bright future. You know, you got John Collins. I actually think the Hawks do have a nice little future. And Trae Young is something, man.
So who defends the Hawks more, Chris? You or Rashad Phillips?
Oh, I'm just Rashad. Trying to get. Okay. This is my first time defending. You know that. So Cam, to your point, Rob, yes. He's averaging 9 points and almost 4 rebounds a game.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know, I hear the names. I always go by that, like when you hear people talk about certain players, you can't watch everything unless you know that's your expertise. Like with you,
basketball is your
expertise.
Right.
Just like I, if you ask me some baseball questions, I'm watching a lot more games than you are. You're watching more basketball, and I always go by what, you know, like the names you're hearing out there, and you really haven't heard much from Cam.
Cam's been better, like I said. He seems to be getting more acclimated. He's averaged 12 points over the last 5 or 6 games. Has 16 the last 2 games. So he's starting to come around, and like I said, they got some talent elsewhere. Really like, you know, John Collins. You know, so I think their future is bright. Kevin Herter, you know, so but Trae is the real deal. And the fact that they're starting to win, I like it.